Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Kevin Kiepler leading it off. Kiepler, Jackson Peter, and Cody Eichers. The first pitch to Kevin from Jason Campson. Ball, and now Kevin squibs it foul at the plate. I believe it's 1-1 to Kiepler. One ball, one strike. It'll be Kiepler, Peter, and Eichers. Campson's pitch is high, and now 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Or 1-2. One ball, two strikes, okay. Curveball, rip, foul down the third baseline by Kevin. Count stays 1-2.
Well, for Lake Henry, five runs, five hits. Two errors that we have in our book.
You bet.
And Rosa, no runs, three hits, six errors that we have unofficially.
Pitch is low for a ball to Kiepler in the count 2-2. Jason Campson's gone the distance so far. He struck out seven, walked two. The right-hander's pitch, and Kiepler bloops this one to short. Quade's going to have to field it on one hop, and it eats them up. And that'll be the third error in the Lakers tonight.
Should be.
Error on Matt Quade. That is three errors on Lake Henry. And so, El Rosa's got a leadoff man on. And Jackson Peter to the plate. Jackson so far tonight, 0-for-1 with two walks. Quick throw to first. Bounces over to Carter Wessel. That was a tough play for Quade, too, because you wanted to catch that in the air, and you just didn't know how the hop would be after it fell to the ground because it wasn't hit that hard.
No, it wasn't.
It just kind of died.
It's got a different spin on it.
Yeah, got a little different spin on it. One ball, one strike the count to Jackson Peter. There's a strike on the inside corner in 1-2. This umpire loves that inside corner on these hitters. He's been consistent all night. Ball and two strikes and a swing and a miss. Strike three. One out. And here comes Cody Eichers to the plate. Cody, 0-for-3 tonight. Cody Eichers bounced into a double play in his last at bat. He swings over the top of that Campson pitch and misses strike one.
11-6, Twins, they scored another one.
And outside a ball and 1-1 now to Cody.
There's a nice scoreboard here in Farming, isn't it?
It is. Yep. Schlaper Brothers Field is.
Illuminates nice. Yep. Read the letters and see the numbers real well.
It's outside to Cody Eichers and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Eichers drives this one to left field. Dingman coming hard. He'll get to it and makes the catch for the out. So two outs. And Matt Schmitz to the plate.
Kind of looks like a little bit of an adventure once in a while with the pop-ups out there tonight.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, when you see that one went up in the air, it gets dark pretty quick, doesn't it?
That little ball kind of disappears for a while.
Yeah,
it does. Schmitz takes the ball low and 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Here's a ground ball foul, and the count at 1-1. One ball, one strike. Back into the box, Schmitz, and the pitch from Jason Campson, a little bit low and 2-1. Now, I saw between innings, last inning, Grant Ludwig went down to the bullpen to get loose, so I am certain that if Jason gets into any trouble, Grant's ready to roll. Here's a ground ball to Ludwig at third. It gets past him in the left field, of base hit.
That's a base hit all the way, I think, there, Randy, huh? Was in the
yep.
hole?
Yep. Just going to double check. Yeah, the diving Cam or Ludwig could not come up with it. So the Saints have runners at first and second with two outs.
I think you come up with that one. If Grant does come up with that, his only play would be the second base.
I agree. Yeah. I agree, because you're just not going to get Matt Schmitz over at first. A little bit of a longer toss, too.
Yes, it would be.
So two on, two out. Here's Ethan Vogt. 0-3 so far tonight for Ethan. Jason Campson working from the stretch. Breaking ball that both swings over the top of and misses strike one. That's the case, Don, where you as a hitter are kind of guessing now. What's coming on that first pitch? What's coming? And Ethan was sitting fastball, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Yeah. Campson, another breaking ball that's low and in the dirt, and the count 1-1.
I get a little steady diet of them here.
One ball, one strike.
One swing of the bat. We got a game here again, don't we?
We do.
Two on, two out.
Runners at first and second, and Vogt drives it to left field. Long way and gone. Ethan Vogt just made this a 5-3 game, and Don just said one swing of the bat, and Mary Heinen was calling a home run, and wow. 5-3 in the eighth as Vogt goes deep to left field. And all of a sudden, that 5-0 lead is now a two-run game.
We should have probably said something earlier in this game that this game was really cruising along. We never mentioned it, did we?
Well, I kind of made reference, but
there you go. Now you know.
Got a pinch hitter here for Brady Weller.
Derek Wiener.
And Wiener takes a strike called in 0-2. The ball, it's two strikes to Wiener. Derek Wiener batting for Brady Weller here in the eighth. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. He's out on strikes, and that'll do it for El Rosa in the eighth. They come up with three runs on two hits. There was an error. No one left on base. We played eight. Lake Henry 5, El Rosa 3. We'll be back for the ninth in 1 minute.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz, and he'll be happy to lend you good, sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see their local agents. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today. The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
So Wiener is in right.
Number 32.
Yep. And back at Schlaper Brothers Field in Farming. What a beautiful August 2nd night. So we head to the top of the ninth inning. Lake Henry leading 5-3. We got the re-entry for Adam Miller. He was pinch run for after he had a base hit in his last at bat.
We also have Derek Wiener going to right field now
for Brady Weller.
Brady.
Adam Miller, his first look at Austin Imdick tonight. Adam, 1-for-3. First pitch of the ball, 1-0. Imdick's pitch missing inside. Now 2-0 to Miller. It'll be Miller, Shane Campson, Carter Wessel, the scheduled hitters for Lake Henry in the ninth. 5 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors for Lake Henry. 3 runs, 5 hits, 6 errors for El Rosa. Miller will foul this one back and out of play. And the count at 2-1. More baseball tomorrow, 11 o'clock. We'll have Meyer Grove and Farming from Richmond. Curveball, beauty from Imdick, strike two, and the count full at 3-2. Make it 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Miller. Adam chops this one foul. Count stays 2-2. At 1:30 or thereabouts tomorrow, it'll be St. Martin and Spring Hill. Then at 4 o'clock tomorrow, we have Richmond and New Munich. We'll be back here in Farming tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, for more baseball. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Miller. Imdick delivers. Miller tries to hold up on a swing. No, they say, on the check swing by Adam Miller. And the count full at 3-2. And a swing and a miss. Miller's out on strikes. So one out. Austin Imdick gets a strikeout.
Austin found a little extra on that fastball, didn't he?
The catcher, number 2, Shane Campson.
And Shane Campson to the plate. Shane, so far tonight, 1-for-4. Run scored. Pitch a strike to Sheen, 0-1, and now the pitch is high for a ball, and 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. And it comes home, and the pitch low, and 2 balls and a strike. 2 balls, 1 strike. Campson drills this to center field. Here comes Kevin Kiefler on the run, makes the catch of the line drive for the out.
I didn't think that was going to stay in the air that long, did you?
Oh, I did not. I thought that had a little top spin to it, that
too.
It would dive. Yeah, but it didn't. Hung up for Kiefler to make the catch, and Kevin's showing off a little bit of his speed. Carter Wessel to the plate. Carter drives this one foul through a sea of bugs down the right field line, and foul and out of play.
Think he hit any of them on the way?
I think there might have been a few. Yeah. 0-1 the count to Carter Wessel. Carter over the top of that curveball from Austin Imdick and strike two. So far tonight, 0-for-3. He had a sacrifice fly in his last at-bat that scored a run for Lake Henry. And Wessel will pop this one up foul. That goes over the sports deck right adjacent to us here. On our left, and they're out of baseballs right now. Here comes the Bat Boys with some baseballs. And a count at 0-2 to Carter Wessel. 5-3 our score, Lake Henry leading, top of the ninth. Austin Imdick delivers, and Wessel swings and misses. He's out on strikes. For Lake Henry in the ninth, nothing across. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. We played 8.5. Lake Henry 5, El Rosa 3. We go to the bottom of the ninth, so we're back in a minute.
For some good conversation and a favorite beer, pop, or mixed drink, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Corky's Bar plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. There's happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. And if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has electronic pull tabs. You can do it, Richmond Royals, from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
When the mercury rises, the last thing you want to be without is air conditioning. And no matter how well you take care of the mechanical things in your home, you can count on inconvenient failures. Grinnell Mutual makes it easy for you to add equipment breakdown coverage to your homeowner's policy, so you don't have to sweat the small stuff. Prepare for the unexpected by adding equipment breakdown insurance to your home and farm policy. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Jill Stang, Donna Coulter, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents in Painesville at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Brandon Rauke leads off the bottom of the ninth for the Alrosa Saints, takes the ball, and there's a strike called. And 1-1, it'll be Brandon Rauke, James Kiefler, and Austin Imdick facing Jason Campson, who's gone the distance so far. Rauke laces this foul down the left field line and out of play in the count 1-2.
Kansas City not going away with the Twins, 11-8 right now.
11-8 in the eighth
inning.
One ball, two strikes, the count to Rauke. Rauke swings and foul tips the high fastball into the mitt of Shane Campson. 10 strikeouts on the night for Jason Campson.
That's a good night. A lot of strikeouts tonight.
And here comes James Kiefler to the plate. James 0 for 3 so far tonight. 5-3, Lake Henry leading. Bottom of the ninth inning. Campson's curveball is high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. They kick the pitch. Pitch a little bit high and 2-0. Saints looking for a base runner because that puts the tie and run at home plate. And you could see on that release by Jason, he was aiming that.
Yes, he was.
He was aiming that pitch. 3-0 the count to Kiefler. The pitch on the way, and that's inside, ball four. And a four-pitch walk to James Kiefler.
I think we're going to get a pinch hitter here, Ryan Ilias.
And Ryan Ilias coming out to bat for Austin Imdick. So Ryan Ilias, a left-handed stick, into the batter's box. And the pitch from Campson is outside of ball, 1-0. Kevin Kiefler on deck for Alrosa. Campson delivers, and Ilias a foul tip into the mitt of Shane Campson, and the count, 1-1. 1-1 the count. Ready is Campson. Comes home, and another swing and a miss by Ryan Ilias, and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. The kick, the pitch, and strike three called. Ilias gets caught looking. So a strikeout by Ryan Ilias, the second of the inning, and leadoff hitter Kevin Kiefler to the plate. Jason now with 11 strikeouts in the game.
Well,
that's what Ethan Vogt had when he left the game, 11 strikeouts. So the base runner, James Kiefler at first. Kevin Kiefler at the plate, two outs. And the breaking ball, a called strike by the home plate umpire. And 0-1 to Kevin. On deck, Jackson Peter. The 0-1, a little bit low and inside, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. This game just a little under 2 hours old. I believe we got started a little after 8. The pitch is a ball to Kevin Kiefler, and 2-1.
Good hitter here, Kevin Kiefler.
Two balls, one strike. Campson's pitch, low again, and 3-1. Kevin Kiefler tonight, 0 for 4. Couple strikeouts. He reached on an error in his last at bat in the eighth. And that pitch is low, ball four. Well, it's almost like Jason didn't want nothing to do with him there. Rather face Jackson Peter, and now we're going to get a visit to the mound by Keith Leaser as he's coming out to talk to his right-hander, and he's going to bring in the infield. So Jackson Peter coming to the plate. Jackson so far tonight is 0-for-2. He's walked twice against Jason. And it's kind of interesting here, Don, what manager Keith Leaser wants to do. I think you want to give Jason a chance to win this ball game, get him a complete game.
But I think you have to be careful here. You don't want to walk this guy yet. And I think he might be. We've got to make him put it in play.
Two out, what do you think?
Yeah, two out. So I think you got to go after him.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got a two-run lead. There's Jackson Peter. We know he can hit the ball. Last year he had a great region tournament. There's a strike call to Jackson in 0-1.
I don't know about the long ball threat here with Jackson. I'm not sure.
They are really squeezing the middle of the infield right now. Lake Henry is. The pitch is a little bit low, and the count 1-1.
Struggling a little bit here. Going to be a little bit more patient at the plate here, I think.
1-1 the count. The Kiefler brothers on at first and second, and the pitch low to Jackson Peter in 2-1. Cody Eichers, he's in the batter's box, or the on-deck circle, and he wants a chance to hit. The 2-1. Peter lines it to left field. Over Quade's glove into left. Here comes the throw into the infield, cut off by Ludwig, and it's 5-4 on the RBI single by Jackson Peter.
Just out of the reach of Quade at short.
Oh, my. It's getting interesting in Farming, and now Keith Leaser out to the mound, and that is going to be it for Jason Campson. He is going to make a pitching change, and we are going to get a defensive replacement here for Lake Henry. 5-4 with runners at first and second and two out.
Looks like Colin Spooner's going to come in, and not sure where he's going yet.
Well, it looks like I would say Grant Ludwig's probably going to come in and throw.
Yeah.
And Spooner is going to go to third.
I think they're going to take Jason out here.
So, defensive change. Colin Spooner now playing third. And Grant Ludwig coming in to pitch. Jason Campson a little frustrated when he gets into the dugout that he couldn't close it out here in the inning.
So Colin Spooner will go into Jason's spot.
A one-run game, 5-4. You look, Don, at the scoreboard, and those those first seven innings were relatively quiet. One run in seven innings, and then the eighth and ninth have been a lot of fun.
A lot more activity, haven't
there?
That's
right, that's right.
Still a lot of strikeouts in this game so far. This is huge here for Grant Ludwig. Tough spot to come into. Tying run at second base.
He's got to face Cody Eichers. And you know Cody, he's chomping at the bit. You don't go 0-for-4 a lot, Cody Eichers.
No.
So he's going to definitely make it a good at-bat. And following Cody, it's Matt Schmidt. I'm sure Matt Schmidt is hoping that he doesn't even have to swing the bat, that Cody can get it done in his at-bat.
Yeah, you're right.
A 5-4 Lake Henry lead, bottom of the ninth. Now Shane Campson wants
Ooh,
to.
Yep, I think Grant was going to go in the windup.
He was just about in the windup. You
that
bet.
That would have been disastrous. He had put up, that winning run at second base real quick.
Heads up play by Shane Campson, your catcher. Grant Ludwig works from the stretch, and the pitch is high to Cody Eichers, ball one.
That would have been terrible. You move those runners up.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they knew.
1-0 the count. Ludwig comes to the set. Eichers takes high again and 2-0. Two balls, no strike. Grant Ludwig facing Cody Eichers. And a strike at the knees. And 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Ludwig ready. Looks back to Keepler, and a check swing. Cody wanted to pull the trigger on that, and he held off, and it's 2-2.
Not a good pitch to hit, was it, for
no,
Cody?
No, it was in on his fist. Yeah, it wasn't out over the plate. Two balls, two strikes. A foul at the plate by Cody Eichers. He stays alive and still 2-2. Two the count. James Keepler at second. Kevin Keepler over at first. Cody Eichers at the plate. Actually, excuse me, James Keepler has scored. And a swing and a miss. Eichers is out on strikes, and that's going to do it as Lake Henry gets Grant Ludwig to come in and strike out Cody Eichers to end the ball game here in the ninth. One run for El Rosa on one hit. There was no errors and two left on. Your final score tonight, it was Lake Henry 5, El Rosa 4, here in our first ball game of Region 15C. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back and recap this one from Schlaefer Brothers Field in 2 minutes.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, with three locations to serve you better. New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or small. Phone them at 320-837-5288 or check online at wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. They appreciate your business and thank you. Not just good food, it's great food and a ton of menu options to choose from at Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming. The grill at Trapper's Pub and Grub opens daily at 11 and features a full-service bar. Stop by for nightly specials beginning at 5 p.m. Head to Trapper's before or after the ball game this weekend for food and drink specials. There's burgers, wings, pizza, and more at Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming. Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for your soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15C tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op. Shopping local means that your money stays and supports our small town communities. But have you ever thought of buying insurance locally? Grove Mutual Insurance Company in Meyer Grove is your local company for farm and home insurance. They are here to serve their customers in their time of need, as well as supporting our local communities. Grove Mutual partners with Grinnell Mutual to offer highly competitive rates, along with amazing insurance coverage. Visit GroveMutual.com for a list of agents or stop in their office in Meyer Grove for a quote. Mention this ad and receive a free deck of cards. Grove Mutual Insurance, your local company for home and farm insurance.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, CASM.
All right, we're back at Schlaefer Brothers Field in Farming. So we have gone final tonight. Lake Henry hangs on Don Heinen, and they defeat the El Rosa Saints 5-4. What do you got for line totals for us tonight?
Wow, quite a game here, Randy, with a lot of strikeouts, and Lake Henry comes out on top 5-4. They had five runs on five hits. They had committed three errors and left five on base. For El Rosa Saints, they scored four runs, six hits. They committed six errors and left eight on base.
Winning pitcher tonight, Jason Campson. The loss will go to Ethan Vogt. And, yeah, Jason pitched very well. 11 strikeouts for the right-hander.
I thought they were going to each have 15 to 16 strikeouts the way they were starting out
yeah.
in the first five innings that tonight. And Aaron Tabelko got a hold of a fastball from Ethan Volk there in the top of the fifth inning to give him the 1-0 lead. But there was no scoring done until the eighth inning,
right.
Except for that one run. And then the errors kind of started, and kind of the downfall for El Rosa tonight, I think.
You bet. The eighth inning when Lake Henry scored their four runs, El Rosa had four errors.
Correct.
One on an overthrow by Ethan Vogt over at first base, and then a couple fielding errors and throwing error too. So
that's things that are hard. You know, you can't compensate for errors, and you know, El Rosa almost come through with that too. Striking out Cody Akers here at the end of this game with a, you know, Cody Akers is a big stick in that lineup, and to me, it looks to me like he's a little bit on the injured side. You know, he's kind of hobbles a little bit. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, you take that away from him, his legs probably aren't the way they should be, and you're not as comfortable at the plate either, are you?
Right, exactly. And yeah, it's frustrating for Cody because he's had so much success over the years, and he's been such a force in the Stearns County League. And you know what it's like if you got a little nagging injury; it definitely it affects you, and then it becomes a little bit of a mind game. And
yes, it does. You know, you don't want to do certain things, and it takes you out of your element a little bit, doesn't it?
It certainly does. So, with the win tonight, Lake Henry will play, looks like, 11 o'clock on Sunday, August 4th. They are in that winner's bracket, and El Rosa's going to drop to Sunday afternoon at 1:30, and that'll be an elimination game already.
That will be. Yes, yeah. It will.
And they'll take on the loser of our fourth game, which looks like game number four would be Richmond New Munich.
Correct.
They would get them on Sunday.
Correct.
For the loser of that ball game. Yeah, it's, you and I both looking at these teams going, this is going to be a fun one to do, and it was.
It was, absolutely.
I mean, each pitcher, starting pitcher, had 11 strikeouts, 26 strikeouts total in the game tonight.
Wow.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be any scores.
No.
Really?
Exactly. And so we just hope, and we probably will. We'll get good baseball all weekend.
Oh, yes, yeah. I think we will, Randy.
Yeah.
Good baseball, good weather, what else can you ask for?
Exactly. So the final again, 5-4. Lake Henry hangs on to win this one tonight, leading 5-0. In the top of the eighth, they come back and hang on as El Rosa doesn't go away.
Oh.
Ethan Vogt had a three-run homer.
This is the bottom of the eighth.
Bottom of the eighth inning. And, you know, we talked about some of the keys to the game, and Ethan Vogt on the mound and Ethan Vogt at the plate.
Yes, you're right, Randy. And you look at the ninth inning, the bottom of the ninth, they have the winning run at first base.
They do. Yes, absolutely.
They do. And Grant Ludwig, you know, it could have been a real costly mistake. He was warming up and he went into the windup, and Shane Campson alertly calls time.
Yeah.
Gets
him
back into the stretch. Otherwise, you put these two guys, I'm sure they were looking at this and watching. You put the winning run at second with Cody up then, you know, but and then I don't know what you do with Cody.
I know. You
let him hit?
Or you walk him because Matt Schmitz is on deck. Yeah, you know, you talk about, and Grant Ludwig's played hundreds of games already in his life, but you get caught up in the moment. That's how big this moment is.
Yes, it is.
It's the bottom of the night. There's two on, and I'm coming in to try to close the door.
Yes.
That's how big the moment is.
You just look at all the different scenarios that could have happened here, and fortunately it didn't. For Lake Henry.
You bet. We're following all these teams here in Region 15 seed this year. We love having them here as part of our broadcast schedule, and we love having our sponsors. We'll let you know those sponsors here shortly. Again, 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, Don and I will be on with a pregame at about, 10:50, and then we'll have a game at 1:30 thereabouts. We'll have a game at about 4 o'clock tomorrow, and then at about 8 o'clock tomorrow night again.
Yes, we'll come back again.
You bet. Yeah. So
maybe we'll get a little breather in the 4 o'clock game to the 8 o'clock game.
That's right. We can take a little nap.
We never count on that, though, do we?
Yeah. And it's your anniversary tomorrow, and you're going to be spending it with your lovely wife at a baseball game.
Again.
like you've done for 44 years. Now just about 45.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Boy, that is a unique little bus.
Yes.
Pulled by a tractor.
Oh.
Flashing lights and all. I love it. You see it all at these baseball parks in central Minnesota, and we're going to do it all again tomorrow here on KASM. Thank you to Scott Stevens for producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany, and we have to thank our Region 15C sponsors. The Greenwall Pub, El Rosa, Grain and Feed, Pets Pork of Earl Spring Hill, Falcon National Bank, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cutzer Excavating, Virgil's Big Arena, Kramer Lumber True Value, over in Melrose, Scooters Trucking of El Rosa, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC of Richmond, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar, Albany Chrysler Center, BMS Excavating, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, and Munich Sock Center in Long Prairie, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Central Minnesota Realty, Central Minnesota Insurance, Shady's Barn Grill in Munich, Grove Mutual Insurance, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, the Freeport State Bank, West Central Sanitation, Trapper's Pub and Grub, In Farming, Stony Creek Dairy, Promotional Resources Incorporated, Kensington Insurance Agency in El Rosa and Belgrade, Albany Family Dentistry, Munich Meats, Dairyland Supply, and Ecker Feed Service. Don, it's been a pleasure. We did it in about 2 hours tonight, so.
Nice time. Absolutely. I like games like that, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I like two-hour games.
You give us a little breather in between, and great game tonight, Randy. A lot of strikeouts, good pitching. I'll tell you what, fun game to watch.
5-4, Lake Henry over El Rosa. We'll do it again tomorrow morning. For Don Heinen, this is Randy Rothstein. We're going to send it back to our studios in Albany. Thank you, Scott. Have a good night, everyone.